Welcome to the audiobook of Rahul Bajaj, An Extraordinary Life. Written by Geeta Piramal. Narrated by Mala Mangla. Introduction. Successful leaders can be viewed through several prisms, and so is the case with Rahul Bajaj. There are many reasons to study a life as extraordinary as his. As a friend, journalist, author, board member, and business historian, I have had the opportunity to observe his exceptional journey at close quarters. Not only did he build the world's most valuable two-wheeler company, he followed it up by laying the foundation for a financial sector powerhouse. I have wanted to document this story and share it with the wider world for a long time. I believe Rahul's life story can inspire different generations of readers, whether a young MBA student, a seasoned entrepreneur, a mid-career professional, or simply someone who would like to know this fascinating person a bit better. So, I would like to invite you, my dear reader, to look at his journey through three key prisms. First, the lens of leadership. To my mind, Rahul exemplifies leadership as it is taught in business school, yet is often so elusive in the actual corporate world itself. He is a visionary and clear on strategy, is decisive, action-oriented, and execution-driven, and excellent with people and in building teams. What makes him distinctive are his convictions and his ability to speak out and to defend his beliefs. Ultimately, this is the true hallmark of leadership. Second, his journey captures the intricate and inseparable relationship between business, government, and society. Over a period of more than six decades, he symbolizes the evolution of this relationship in India. This book is as much a story of the Bajaj Group of companies as it is a tale of Indian industry, government, and society relationships during these years. Historians, I think, will find this book helpful, but lessons from history apply to all of us. Given that we live in a world where environmental, social, and governance concerns are increasingly important to investors and other stakeholders, I hope that these lessons will resonate with readers from a diverse range of backgrounds. Finally, the prism of sustainability and the value of leaving a lasting legacy. Many young entrepreneurs today are motivated by billion-dollar valuations and relatively quick exits. That is certainly a tempting path. Yet, Rahul's journey is testimony to a life of perseverance and purpose, towards value creation with a horizon that spans multiple generations. If you, dear reader, want to examine your life, your career, or your business with a long-term perspective, I believe there is no better place to start than right here. A word on nomenclature. Throughout the book, Rahul Bajaj is simply referred to as Bajaj, whereas all other Bajaj family members are referred to by their first name. I would also like to say a word on the book's structure. Each chapter in this book describes an important event in Rahul's life. In order to explain the event in its entirety, the chapters occasionally overlap in time and hence the book is not written in a traditional linear chronology. Instead, each chapter can be read on its own as a vignette. All chapters collectively serve as a comprehensive account of his history. Welcome to a life well lived. Geeta Piramal. Chapter 1. 11th August 1942. The six-year-old boy looking up at the face in front of him. Aap hamari maa ho? Are you our mother? Tears rolled down Savitri's cheeks. Bajaj was 4 years old when Savitri was taken away. The Quit India movement was launched on 9th August 1942 in Mumbai. On 11th August, a crowd gathered at Gandhi Chowk. Two young men were hit, one fatally, in the police firing. The encounter propelled Bajaj's mother into active politics. Savitri describes the event in her autobiography, God's Plan Works. Quote, "His old parents were sent for. Their wailing was more than one could stand. Even after 47 years, I can still recall the scene vividly. How brave the father was, how courageous. I do not know his name or even much about him. But I remember the words uttered by him then, standing next to the dead body of his son. I am proud that my son has died for his country," in Marathi. "At that moment, my heart stirred as nothing had in my life. I decided to join the movement. A timid person like me was transformed. 9th August is my birth date too. I was just 22 years old and I felt that I was reborn that day. I too had to take part in this fight against imperialism. I wrote to my father in Calcutta that night, asking him to send somebody for my son Rahul and daughter Suman, aged 4 and 3. If they were with my parents, I would not worry about them. In Wardha, things were unsettled. One did not know what was going to happen and who would be arrested next. The whole Bajaj family was involved in the Quit India movement, while my parents were not actively involved in politics. In a few days, the children went to Calcutta to be with my parents. I remember, I did not feel the parting so much. My heart and mind were engrossed in the present issues." Unquote. The Bajaj family were at the forefront of the independence movement. Bajaj, from infancy, became used to members of his family suddenly disappearing. As he grew older, he would learn and accept that they were in jail for good reason. Savitri was incarcerated for 13 months and 10 days in Wardha, Nagpur and Jabalpur prisons. Released, she could not walk. Other family members had longer and harsher terms. But it's still tough, dealing with a mom's absence for 2 years. Chapter 2. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. 1938 to 1946. Jemna Lal, Bajaj's grandfather, was a tall, handsome man with a straight back, even if the grainy image in the last chapter of this book does not appear to match these words. On 9th January 1915, 26-year-old Jemna Lal arrived at the pier of the almost-ready Gateway of India. He and a small group of like-minded businessmen boarded a ferry to take them to the SS Arabia. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi was back in India after 21 years in South Africa. The vibe between the two men was instant and the friendship energizing. After a few spells in jail, the Dandi March, among other activities, in 1933, Gandhi arrived in Wardha, Bajaj's hometown. Jemna Lal donated a piece of land. The Sevagram Ashram was up and running by April 1936. Leafing through Gandhi's diaries beyond the politicking, Gandhi apparently enjoyed matchmaking. Until his assassination, Gandhi vetted every potential male or female candidate for membership to the Bajaj clan. Jemna Lal's favourite hunting ground for mates for his 5 children was Calcutta, the centre of Marwari wealth and glamour. Towering above them all was the firm of Tarachand Ghanshyam Das, founded by Bhagoti Ram Poddar in the mid-1750s. The Poddar business empire had branches at the major seaports in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?